十九节。但以理书六章六到十九节，于是这些总长和总督齐来见王，说：“愿大流士王万岁！”所有总长、行政官、总督、谋士和省长都认为王应该下一道禁令：三十天内，任何人不得向王以外的神明或人祷告，违者必被扔进狮子坑。王啊，求你颁布、签署这道禁令，使之不可更改，正如马代人和波斯人的律令是不可更改的。于是大流士王签署了这道禁令。这是神的话语。
Thank you to Bingo and to Pastor Doris. Thank you to Mikael and to Pastor Alvin.
谢谢 Bingo, 谢谢 Pastor Doris, 谢谢 Mikael, 谢谢所有的人。
And thank you to Winnie for playing the organ.
谢谢 Winnie 帮我们演奏。
And to Pastor Alvin's son Andrew playing the drums for the first time.
谢谢 Pastor Alvin 的儿子 Andrew, 他为我们今天我们在敬拜团里。
And to our praise team and to Grace, of course.
谢谢。
It was November 1991.
在一九九一年的十一月。
Catherine and I were with friends.
凯瑟琳和我跟朋友一起。
I was eating French bread.
我当时在吃法国面包。
A joke was told.
有人说了一个笑话。
Everybody laughed.
每一个人都大笑。
A piece of bread lodged in my windpipe.
一块法国面包卡在我的喉咙里。
I bent over trying to breathe.
我弯下腰去尝试呼吸。
Everyone thought I was still laughing.
每一个人都以为我还在笑。
But I was turning purple.
但我已经变成紫色的了。
I could not breathe.
我无法呼吸。
Suddenly everyone stopped laughing.
突然每一个人都停止笑。
And a friend instantly gave me a sudden jerk under my rib cage.
有一个朋友他用手臂抱着我，突然用抽一下，在我的肋骨下面。
A small piece of French bread flew out of my mouth and landed on my plate.
一小片法国面包从我的口里飞出来，落在我的盘子上。
And everyone continued to laugh.
然后每一个人继续笑。
Dr. Henry Heimlich developed this anti-choking technique in 1974.
亨利·海姆西利博士在1974年，他开发了一个这个防窒息的技术。
It's been credited with saving 100,000 lives, including mine.
他这个技术，他拯救了超过十万人的生命，包括我自己。
But Heimlich had never used it himself.
但是亨利博士他自己从来没有用过。
And then on May the 23rd, 2016, an 87-year-old woman at Henry Senior Residence in Cincinnati was choking.
在2016年的5月23号，一个87岁的老妇人在亨利博士西西那提的一起住的老人院，她有一个窒息的经历。
For the first time in his life, Henry used this choking technique in an emergency.
在他人生中的第一次，亨利博士他用他的技术去进行急救。
And it worked.
他成功了。
Henry Heimlich used the Heimlich maneuver.
亨利博士他用了他自己的海利希利技术。
And what he had said since 1974, he now proved.
他从1974年开始说的话，他现在证实是成功的。
Today we come to another of the most famous stories in the Bible.
今天我们要看到另外一个圣经里面一个伟大的故事。
Daniel in the lion's den.
但以理在狮子坑里。
As Henry Heimlich proved what he had said for much of his life, Daniel proves what he has lived throughout his life.
就像亨利·海姆利希博士一样，但以理证明了他一生中的很多话，也证明了他一生的生活。
Trust God.
信靠神。
That's today's theme. Dare to trust.
这就是今天的主题，敢于信靠。
On October the 12th, 539 BC, King Cyrus of Persia conquered Babylon.
在公元前539年10月的12号，波斯王 Cyrus 他征服了巴比伦。
Darius, the king in Daniel chapter 6, is a royal appointee.
大流士在但以理书六章，他是任命为国王。
Darius creates a new bureaucracy.
大流士建立了一个新的官僚机构。
And Daniel, the Jew taken from Judea some 75 years before, will be appointed the senior official.
而但以理，他在75年前他被犹大带出来，被任命为高级官员。
Daniel's administrative colleagues, however, despise him.
但是但以理的行政同事们却鄙视他。
They attempt to dig up dirt on Daniel.
他们尝试在他身上挖出来一些有侮辱他的名的事情。
Perhaps they hope that his Twitter account or his Facebook posts will reveal something shocking.
也许他们希望在他的 Twitter 账户上或者脸书上，他们可以挖出一些惊人的事情来。
But Daniel is utterly trustworthy.
但是但以理他是非常值得信任的。
So his colleagues appeal to King Darius's ego.
所以这些同事们，这些总长们来到大流士王面前。
Issue a decree, King Darius.
发布律例，大流士国王。
Require everyone for the next 30 days to cease prayer to any god except you.
要求每一个人在接下来的30天里停止向你以外的任何神祈祷。
And if anyone disobeys, throw them to the lions.
如果有人不服从的，把他们扔到狮子坑里。
Darius issues the decree.
大流士发布了这个法令。
Daniel refuses to submit.
但以理他拒绝屈服。
He continues to pray three times each day.
他每天继续祈祷三次。
The administrators tell King Darius.
这些总长们，他告诉大流士王。
And even though Darius does all he can to save Daniel, the decree cannot be changed.
然而大流士王尝试了任何方法去挽救但以理，但是法令已经发布了，不可以改变。
And into the lion's den Daniel goes.
所以但以理被扔进狮子坑里。
And a stone seals the entrance.
一个石头封住了入口。
Darius spends a sleepless night without food.
大流士王那一晚无法进睡，无法进食。
But the administrators are sure that the lions won't.
那些总长们他们确定狮子不会。
Daniel is dinner.
但以理是他们的晚餐。
So what's the outcome?
所以结果是怎样呢？
One preacher gives this summary of Daniel chapters 1 through 6.
一个讲道员他给出了这样一个总结。
In Daniel chapter 1, Daniel rejects the king's diet.
在但以理书一章，但以理拒绝国王的饮食。
Daniel eats only vegetables.
但以理只吃蔬菜。
And though in exile,God honors Daniel.
虽然流亡在外，而神也都看重他。
It's as though God says, "I remember you."
就好像上帝说，神说，我记得你。
In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel interprets King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
在但以理书二章，尼布甲尼撒他做了一个梦，但以理为他解梦。
A rock.Destroys a statue.
一个石头击碎了一尊雕像。
The statue symbolizes the kingdoms of the earth.
这尊雕像代表了地上的国。
The rock symbolizes God's everlasting kingdom.
这个石头象征了神的国。
It's as though God says, "I will rescue you."
就如神所说，我会拯救你。
In Daniel chapter 3, Daniel's Jewish friends refuse to worship the statue that Nebuchadnezzar builds.
在但以理书三章，但以理他的犹太人的朋友们，他们拒绝去 去拜尼布甲尼撒王他建造的偶像。
They are thrown into a fiery furnace.
他们被扔进火里。
But one like a son of God appears.
但有一个像神的儿子的人出现。
It's as though God says, I am here with you.
就像神所说，我在这里与你同在。
In Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar becomes like an animal because of his arrogance.
在但以理书四章，尼布甲尼撒王他变成一个动物，因为他的骄傲。
But he looks to God and is restored.
他望向神，他恢复了。
It's as though God says, I restore the humble.
就像神所说，我挽救谦卑的人。
And in Daniel chapter 5, King Belshazzar blasphemes God and drinks from cups from the Jerusalem temple.
在但以理书五章，伯沙撒王他赦赎神的名，他用从耶路撒冷圣殿中抢来的杯子喝酒。
God's judgment appears as writing on a wall.
神的审判写在墙上。
And that very night,Belshazzar and the Babylonian Empire are gone.
就在那个晚上，伯沙撒王和巴比伦帝国被灭亡了。
It's as though God says, I remove the proud.
就像神所说，我除去骄傲的人。
Throughout the book of Daniel, we see that God is sovereign.
在整本但以理书当中，我们看到神是至高无上的。
So what is the outcome in Daniel chapter 6?
所以但以理书六章的结论是什么呢？
The sovereign God who remembers us,
那个至高全能的神，他记着我们，
rescues us,
拯救我们，
is with us,
与我们同在，
restores the humble,
拯救谦卑的人，
removes the proud,
除去骄傲的人，
can be trusted,
是可以信靠的。
Daniel 6 verse 23 says, And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
但以理书六章二十三节这样说道，当但以理被系上来，身上毫无伤损，因为信靠他的神。
The sovereign God is bigger than the jaws of lions.
这个至高无上的神，他大于狮子的口。
Why can Daniel trust God?
为什么但以理可以信靠神呢？
How can we trust God?
我们如何信靠神？
The first thing Daniel does when he hears about the decree is not succumb to despair.
第一件事，当但以理听到这个法令的时候，他没有绝望。
Or form a freedom of religion protest.
或者组织一个宗教自由的抗议。
The first thing he does is pray.
他第一件做的事情是祷告。
Daniel 6 verse 10 says he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God.
但以理书六章十节说到，他双膝跪下祷告，感谢神。
But notice the final phrase in Daniel 6 verse 10.
当我们去留意但以理书六章十节最后一节。
It says, just as he had done before.
就像他素来一样。
Daniel lives a life of prayer.
但以理活在一个祷告的生命当中。
Every day, three times a day, he turns to the God he knows is sovereign.
每一天三次，他转向神，他知道这个神是至高无上的。
Do we struggle to trust God?
我们是否在信靠神上面也挣扎呢？
2 Corinthians is my favorite part of scripture.
哥林多后书是我最喜欢的圣经经文。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul explains that he has been in deadly peril, despairing even of life.
在哥林多后书一章，保罗说到他经历正面对一个致命的危险当中。
Yet he knows that God can deliver him.
然而他知道神会拯救他。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And God works through the prayers of his people.
而神在他的子民当中祷告当中工作。
Paul calls upon the Corinthians for help.
保罗叫哥林多人为他祷告。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11 begins, As you help us with your prayers.
哥林多后书一章十一节这样开始，你们以祈祷帮助我们。
These words have burned themselves onto my heart.
这些话在我的心里就像火一样。
They remind me that prayer makes a difference.
它提醒我祷告是会有啊做出一些改变。
This is why I go for walks.
这就是为什么我去散步。
When I walk, I talk with God.
当我散步的时候，我与神交谈。
We talk about Trinity and about family and about ministry.
我们讨论三一浸信会，讨论家庭，讨论我们的事工。
About fears, about hope, about the world.
关于我的惧怕，关于我的希望和世界。
I meet with the sovereign God.
我在那里与至高全能的神相遇。
How do we trust God?
我们如何信靠神？
When we come in prayer, knowing that we meet with the sovereign God.
当我们在祷告当中，我们与至高全能的神相遇。
We also trust God as we live lives of dedicated faithfulness.
我们信靠神，也是因为我们活出一个坚定信实的生命。
My father is vegetarian.
我的父亲是素食主义者。
Over 60 years ago, at a seafood restaurant, a waiter came to take his order.
在60年前，在一个海鲜酒家里，一个侍应来帮我们点菜。
The waiter pointed to a large fish tank in the restaurant.
在这个侍应，他指着一个餐厅里的一个大水缸说。
Which fish would you like to eat? He asked.
你想吃哪一条鱼？
In that moment, my father decided he could not eat fish or meat ever again.
就在那一刻，我的父亲决定他不再吃鱼或者肉。
But I love fish and chips.
但是我非常喜欢炸鱼和薯条。
And I always have the best fish and chips when I go to England.
我每一次去回英国的时候，我都可以吃到全世界最好的炸鱼和薯条。
My father never objects.
我的父亲从来不会反对。
Dad has told me that he misses the taste of fish.
父亲告诉我，他怀念鱼的味道。
But he immediately adds that at nearly 98 years old, he is not going to waver.
但是这个将近98岁的老人，他马上补充到说，他不会动摇。
He will remain faithful to a decision he made in a restaurant many years ago.
他确定他的决定，他就是在他在那个六十多年前那个餐馆里所做的决定。
In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel is about 85 to 90 years old.
在但以理书六章，但以理也大概是85到90岁之间。
He has lived in Babylon for more than 70 years.
他住在巴比伦超过70年。
Since his teenage years, his devotion to God has never wavered.
打从他的青年时代的时候，他对神的信心从来没有动摇过。
Somebody once said, "Make the journey worthy of the destination."
有人这样说到让我们的旅程无愧于目的地。
Our destination is the glory of Jesus Christ.
我们的目的地目标是耶稣基督的荣耀。
So why would we waver in our devotion?
为什么我们在信心里要有动摇呢？
So here's how we can trust God.
这样我们可以如何信任神？
We remember that the destination is glorious.
我们牢记我们的目标是荣耀的。
And so we can trust God now.
所以我们现在可以信靠神。
Daniel refused to compromise his faith.
但以理他拒绝去让步。
Even facing death.
甚至于他是面临死亡。
Because he walked with God throughout his life.
因为他的一生是与神同行。
So let us make the journey worthy of the destination.
所以让我们都来，让我们的旅程无愧于目的地。
Let us live lives of dedicated faithfulness.
让我们活出一个坚定信实的生命。
And Daniel 6 gives us one final reason to trust.
而但以理书六章给我们最后一个理由，让我们去信靠。
It's the most glorious reason.
这是一个最荣耀的理由。
In Daniel chapter 6, can we not hear echoes of a greater story?
在但以理书六章， 我们是否可以听到一个更伟大的故事的一个回音呢？
Who like Daniel was framed on false charges?
像但以理这样，他被诬陷于虚假的指控。
Who like Daniel was arrested while he was in private prayer?
是谁像好像但以理一样，在他祷告的时候被捕呢？
Who like Daniel was considered innocent by the ruling authority?
是谁像但以理一样，他被执政当局认为是无辜的呢？
Who like Daniel was turned over to be executed?
是谁像但以理一样被移交去处决呢？
Who like Daniel has a stone rolled in place to mark his death?
有谁像谁一样用一块石头滚动来纪念他的死亡呢？
Who like Daniel has a seal placed on this stone?
是谁像但以理一样在石头上放上了封条呢？
And who like Daniel had to rely upon his heavenly father to deliver him?
是谁像但以理一样他必须依靠天父来拯救他呢？
Can we not hear echoes of a greater story?
我们是不是可以听到这个更伟大的故事的一个回声呢？
Can we not see in Daniel the anticipation of Jesus?
我们是否可以听到但以理的故事当中我们期待耶稣呢？
But there is a difference.
但是有不同。
Not a scratch is on Daniel's body.
但以理的身上没有任何的伤痕。
Daniel does not die in the lion's den.
但以理没有在狮子坑里死亡。
Not so with Jesus.
但是耶稣不一样。
Jesus is nailed to the cross.
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Jesus has a crown of thorns upon his head.
耶稣的头上戴着一个用荆棘做的冠冕。
Jesus has a spear thrust into his side.
一个长矛刺进了他的肋骨。
Jesus dies.
耶稣死了。
It is all the more extraordinary, therefore, that when someone comes at dawn to Jesus' tomb, it is not death they discover, but life.
这是所有的更惊奇的，就是当有人黎明的时候来到耶稣的坟墓的时候，他们发现的不是死亡，而是生命。
Daniel encourages us to trust in God.
但以理鼓励我们去信靠神。
Jesus Christ pays the price for our sin so that we can know God personally.
耶稣基督为我们的罪付上代价，所以我们可以亲自去认识神。
For the Christian, trust in God is now so much greater.
作为一个基督徒，我们去信靠神有更大的意义。
Not because we have greater trust than Daniel, but because God raises the dead.
不是因为我们比但以理有更大的信心，而是因为神他从死里复活。
Daniel declares that God sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lion.
但以理宣告神派了一个天使去闭上狮子的口。
But our declaration is 1 Corinthians 15 verses 54 to 56.
但我们的宣告是在哥林多前书15章54到56节。
Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
神，死被得胜吞灭。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪。罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们藉着我们的主耶稣基督的得胜。
In 4 days, she would be 17.
四天之后，她将会17岁。
But this year there would be no party.
但这一年没有派对。
America was trapped in the Great Depression, and her father was dying.
美国陷入了大萧条，她的父亲也快死了。
On the day of the funeral, the girl's mother with her 7 children trudged through mud to a simple grave.
葬礼的那一天，女孩的母亲带着她的七个孩子在泥泞当中走向一个简陋的坟墓。
Later, in her room, a sense of desolation crushed the girl.
后来在她的房间里，一种苍凉的感觉压碎了这个女孩。
Without her father, there was no income.
没有他的父亲就没有收入。
And the house, heavily mortgaged, would not be theirs for long.
他们的房子啊，有沉重的房贷，不久将会啊不是他们的了。
But then she heard it.
后来她听到
the sound of a broom on the kitchen floor.
厨房地板上的扫把声。
Her mother, still grieving, had started her household duties.
她的母亲虽然仍然悲痛，开始她的家务。
And in the sound of the broom on the kitchen floor, the girl heard the voice of God like a song.
在厨房地板上的扫把声中，女孩听到上帝啊神的声音，就像一首歌。
Trust and live. Trust and live.
信靠而活着，信靠而活着。
It was all that she needed.
这是她所她全部的需要。
The girl resumed her life with new hope.
这个女孩带着新的希望恢复了生活。
This did not mean difficulties or tragedies had ended.
但这并不意味着困苦和困难会将结束。
Far away in the future, a primitive tribe in South America would kill her missionary husband, Jim Elliot.
在将来南美洲的一个原始部落将会杀死她的传教士丈夫吉姆·埃利奥特。
Leaving her alone like her mother.To raise children.
让她独自，就像她的母亲一样去抚养孩子。
But never again would life be hopeless.
但生活永远不会再绝望。
The what shall we do or the what comes next questions had been answered in God's word in the song of the broom.
我们该怎么办？和接下来会发生什么？这些所有的问题，在扫把的歌声中用神的话回答了。
Trust.And live, trust, and live.
信靠而活着，信靠而活着。
Elizabeth Elliot died in 2015, having spent her life sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
伊丽莎白埃利特在2015年去世，她的一生都在分享耶稣的福音。
We can trust God because we meet the sovereign God in prayer.
我们信靠神，因为我们在祷告当中遇见我们至高全能的神。
We can trust God as we make the journey worthy of the destination, living in dedicated faithfulness.
我们可以信靠神，因为我们的旅程是无愧于我们的目的地，我们可以活着一个坚定信实的生命。
And we can trust God because God in Christ has gone before us.
我们可以信靠神，因为神他自己耶稣啊，基督走在我们的前面。
Jesus has died for us and is raised victorious.
耶稣为我们而死，而且复活得胜。
And like the broom, our song is trust and live, trust and live.
就像那个扫把的歌声，我们的歌。信靠而活着，信靠而活着。
The end of our service, we will have opportunity to receive prayer.
在崇拜的结束的时候，我们有机会去接受祷告。
There will be those here who will gladly pray with you.
我们在前面会有人很为你祷告。
But let's close by singing a wonderful hymn, O Jesus, I have promised, a song that defines and calls us to commit to Him.
让我们唱这一首回应的诗歌，这首歌呼召我们去回应。